In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful.
O Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny. O Allah, I ask you by your mercy which surrounds all things. And I ask you by your power by which you overcome all things, and submit to it all things, and humble before it all things. And I ask you by your might by which you have conquered all things, and I ask you by your majesty against which nothing can stand up. I ask you by your grandeur which prevails upon all things, and by your authority which is exercised over all things. And by your own self that shall remain forever after all things have vanished, and by your names which manifest themselves, and your power over all things, and by your knowledge which pervades all things, and by your light which illuminates everything. O you who are the light, O you who are the most holy, O you who have existed before the foremost and who shall exist after the last. O Allah, forgive me my sins as would affect my chastity. O Allah, forgive me my sins such as would bring down calamity. O Allah, forgive me such sins as would exchange divine favors into disfavors. O Allah, forgive me such sins as would hinder my supplications. O Allah, forgive me such sins as would bring down misfortune. O Allah, forgive every sin that I have committed and every error that I have made. O Allah, I am trying to draw myself close to you through your remembrance, and I pray to you to help me. And I beg you by your kindness to draw me nearer to you, and let me become grateful to you, and inspire me to remember you and to call to you. O Allah, I beg you submissively, humbly and fearfully, to treat me with forgiveness and mercy, and to make me pleased and contented with what you have given to me, and cause me to be modest and humble in all circumstances. O Allah, I beg you, like one who is passing through extreme difficulties and who supplicates his needs to you, and his hopes have been greatly raised by that which is with you. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest. Your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is widespread throughout. It is not possible to escape from your kingdom. O Allah, except you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my evil acts. Nor have I anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have made my own soul suffer. I have had the audacity to sin beyond and by my ignorance. I have relied upon my past remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, O my Lord, how many loathsome acts have you hidden from public gaze? How many afflictions have you reduced in severity? And how many of my stumbles you have protected? How many of my sinful acts you have averted? And how many of my undeserved praises have you spread abroad? O Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased my evilness, and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished, and my habits of misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profit of good deeds, and the world has deceived me with its temptations, and my own self has been affected by sinfulness and laziness. Therefore, my Lord, I beg you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds shut out my prayers from reaching you, from reaching your realm, and not to disgrace me by exposing those hidden sins of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my punishment for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were full of evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. O Allah, I beg you by your greatness to be compassionate to me in all circumstances, and pleased with me in all matters. My God, my nourisher, I have none except thee. I have no one except you from whom I can seek the removal of my evils and the understanding of my problems. My God, my Master, you have ordered a law for me, but instead I obeyed my own desires. I did not guard myself against the temptations of my enemy, so he deceived me with vain hopes, whereby I was led astray, and fate helped him in that respect. Thus I transgressed some of your limits set for me by you, and disobeyed some of your commandments. You have therefore a just cause against me in all of this, in all matters, and I have no plea against your judgment passed against me. I have therefore become liable to your judgment and your punishment. But now I have turned to you, my Lord, after being guilty of omissions and transgressions against my soul. I have turned apologetically, repentantly, brokenheartedly, begging sincerely for forgiveness, willingly confessing to my guilt, as I can find no escape from that which was done by me, and having no refuge to which I could turn except seeking your acceptance of my excuse and admitting me into the kingdom of your vast mercy. O Allah, accept my apology and have pity on my intense sufferings, and set me free from the heavy chains of evil deeds. My nourisher, have mercy on the weakness of my body, the delicacy of my skin, and the brittleness of my bones. O you who originated my creation and made me unique and ensured my upbringing and welfare and provided my sustenance, I beg you to restore your favors and blessings upon me as you did in the beginning of my life. O my God, O my Master, my Lord, and my nourisher, what? Will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity? And despite the fact that my heart has been filled with your knowledge, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions of my sins, and my humble submissions to your divinity? No. You are far too kind and generous to destroy one whom you yourself has nourished and supported, or to drive away one from yourself when whom you have kept under your protection, or to scare away one whom you have given shelter, or to abandon in affliction one who you have maintained and to whom you have been merciful. I wish I had known, O my Master, O my Lord, O my God, will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in prostration to your greatness? Will you inflict fire upon tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you? Or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction? Or upon minds which have accumulated so much knowledge of you until they have become submissive to you? Or upon limbs which have tried at the places appointed for your worship to worship you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively? No, such sort of harshness is not expected from you, and it is far from your grace, O generous one. O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor problem in this world and its consequences, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived, and temporary. Then how can I bear the retributions and the punishments of the hereafter, which is enormous, and of its intensive sufferings which are prolonged, and its continuous duration, which shall never be removed for those who deserve it, as those punishments will result from your anger, which neither the heavens nor the earth can withstand or bear? My Lord, how can I, a weak, insignificant, humble, poor, and destitute creature of yours, be able to bear them? O my God, O my Lord, my King and my Master, which of the matters shall I complain to you, and for which of them shall I weep? Shall I weep for the pains and the torture of the punishments and their intensity, or for the length of sufferings and their duration? Therefore, my Lord, if you will subject me to the penalties of hell in company of your enemies, and if you will cast me with those who deserve your punishments, and tear me apart from your friends and those who will be near to you, then my God, my Lord, my Master, though I may patiently bear your punishments, how can I calmly accept being kept away from you? Though I may endure the scorching fire of your hell, yet how shall I resign myself to the denial of your pity and mercy? How can I remain in the fire while I have hope for your forgiveness? O my Lord, by your honor truly I do swear, if you will allow me power of speech to be retained by me in hell, I shall cry unto you like the cry of those who have faith in your kindness and compassion. I shall lament to you with the lamentation of those who are bereaved, and I shall keep on calling unto you, where are you, O friend of the believers? Where are you, O last hope and resort of those who acknowledge you and have faith in your clemency and kindness? O you who are the helper of those seeking help, O you who are dear to the hearts of those who truly believe in you, and O you who are the Lord of the universe. My Lord, glory and praise be to you, and you are Would you be seen disregarding the voice of a Muslim slave, put in the hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the utterance of one who has faith in your mercy, and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity, seeking to approach you by means of your title, the Creator, the Nourisher, the Accomplisher, the Protector of the entire existence. My Lord, then how could he remain in the torment while he hopefully relies upon your past kindness and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames burn him when you hear his voice and when you see his condition? And how can he withstand its roaring flames when you know his weakness? And how can he be tossed about between its layers when you know his sincerity? And how can the guards of hell threaten him when he calls out to you, My Lord, and how would you abandon him in hell when he has faith in your grace to set him free? No, no, that is not the concept held by us of you, nor has your grace such a reputation. Nor does it resemble that which you have awarded by your kindness and generosity to those who believe in your unity. I am certain that had you not ordained punishment for those who disbelieved in you, and had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made the hell cold and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it. But glory be to your names, you have sworn to fill the hell with the disbelievers from amongst the jinn and mankind together, and to place forever your enemies within it. And you, exalted by be your praises, have made clear out of your generosity and kindness that the believer is not like an evildoer. My Lord, my Master, therefore I beg you, by the power which you determined, and by the decree which you have finalized and ordained, whereby you have prevailed upon whom you have imposed it, to bestow upon me in this night, in this very hour, the forgiveness for all the mistakes that I have been guilty of, for all the sins that I have committed, for all the loathsome acts that I have kept in secret, for all the evil deeds done by me, secretly or openly, in concealment or outwardly, and for every evil action that you have ordered the two noble angels to confirm, whom you have appointed to record all my actions, to be witnesses over me, along with the limbs of my body, whilst you observe over me besides them, and are witness to those acts concealed from them, which you in your mercy have kept secret and unexposed. And I pray to you to make my share plentiful in all the good things that you bestow, in all the favors that you grant, and in all the virtues that you allow to be known everywhere, and in all the sustenance and livelihood that you expand, and in respect of all the sins that you forgive, and all the wrongs that you cover up. O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, my God, my Lord, my King, O Master of my freedom, O you who holds my destiny, and who is aware of my suffering and poverty, O you who knows my poverty and my starvation. O my Lord, O my Lord, O my Lord, I ask you by your glory and your honor, by your supremely high attributes and by your names, to cause me to utilize my time, my day and my night in your remembrance, by engaging myself in serving you, and to let my deeds be such as to be acceptable to you. So much so that in all my actions and offerings and prayers may be transformed into one continuous and sustained effort, and my life may take the form of a constant service to you. O my Master, O you upon whom I rely, O you unto whom I express my distress, O my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, strengthen my limbs from your service, and sustain the strength of my hands to continue in your service, and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and to constantly serve you, so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the leaders who are first in rank, and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you, and urge eagerly to be near you, and to draw myself towards you like them who sincerely draw themselves towards you, and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you, and thus I may join the group of the faithful congregated near you for protection. O Allah, whoever intends evil against me, let ill befall on him, and frustrate him who plots against me, and assign for me a place in your presence with the best of your servants, and a nearer place to you, for verily that place cannot be attained except through your grace. Treat me kindly, and through your greatness extend your generosity towards me, and through your mercy protect me. Cause my tongue to recite your remembrance and my heart to be filled with your love, and be liberal to me by your gracious response, and cause my evils to appear fewer, and forgive me my errors. For verily you have ordained for your servants your worship, and have commanded them to ask you, and have assured them of your response. So, my Lord, I look earnestly towards you, and towards you, my Lord, I have stretched forth my hand. Therefore, by your honor, respond to my supplication, and let me attain my wishes, and do not frustrate my hopes, and protect me from the evils of my enemies, from amongst the jinn and the men. O you who are quickly pleased, forgive one who owns nothing but supplication to you. O you whose name is a remedy for all ills, and whose remembrance is a cure for all ailments, and obedience to whom makes one self-sufficient, have mercy on one whose only asset is his hope, whose only armor is his weeping. O you who perfects all bounties, who wards off all misfortunes, O light who illuminates all those who are in bewilderment, O all-knowing who knows without learning, bless Muhammad and the descendants of Muhammad, and do unto me in accordance with that which befits you, and deal with me not in accordance to my worth. May Allah send the blessings to the bestowed upon his apostle and the rightful imams from the descendants of his. Peace and be upon them plentiful. Surah Al-Fatiha.